Live.com.
This is Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number two of the show. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, and anything goes, literally, whether it's a political issue or some sort of a personal problem. Maybe you've got a rant you want to get off your chest. That works, too. You can dial us up toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Don't forget to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We've got the archive section there. Last 6 days' worth of the show, fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. Plus, you can vote for us as well. Since we give you the archives for free, we ask that you take a moment once a month and cast a vote for Free Talk Live. I got to tell you, man, we have got to focus in. We have got to have a concerted voting effort coming up on like May 1st, because PodcastAlley.com is where we do the voting. We also have we're also number one, by the way, at PodcastPickle.com.
Podcast
Pickle. We are the number one podcast there. At Podcast Alley, we've been having trouble because some of the other shows really did a serious push for votes.
Mm-hmm.
And we pushed a little bit, but we didn't take it as seriously. And unfortunately, Podcast Alley has taken off in popularity. I mean,
yeah,
amazing growth. Within the past month or two. So all the guys that pushed at the beginning of the month and got themselves onto the top 10, they're benefiting from all these people coming in and seeing them being on the top 10.
Right.
We're in the top 20, but it's not the same.
Not nearly the same.
So we've got to strategize for May and get it back up there in the top 10. Because we have been number one.
You know, we've got lots of libertarians or computer geeks. Shouldn't we be able to hire somebody to be able to figure out some kind of strategy for us?
We don't have much money. Well, we do have a little bit. Anyway, 1-800-259-9231. Speaking of computer
geeks... Considering you're not paying me, you might as well use the money that we get in advertising, sir.
Speaking of computer geeks, Johnson is on the line. Johnson, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
I knew that was coming.
Hey.
All right. So the awful, boring issue that I brought up last night that I slaughtered as I was...
It wasn't that boring. It was just one part of it that was a little bit loose.
Well, it was a confusing issue to me, and the reason why I brought it up, and now I've kind of boiled it down and figured out why it was so damn confusing.
Okay.
And what it is that our side of it wasn't covered. I mean, it was basically
You have to recap it, Johnson, because people who are listening now and weren't listening last night don't have any idea what you're talking about.
Right. What we're talking about is there's regulations on the books in some states banning municipalities from offering broadband internet. And
right.
that these municipalities are able to offer this broadband internet at a cost that is far cheaper than what your common carriers like Comcast, AOL, and
whatnot. Because they were fleecing the taxpayers for it. They were forcing everybody in a given area to pay for internet access for the few. It's a socialist program.
Right. Yes and no. Basically, the argument on the one side is that people should be able to own their own airwaves, right? Own the ability to sell internet. So the argument... Now, this is the argument on the socialist side. However, the socialist side also is kind of encapsulating the libertarian argument as well, but without separating them, and that's what was so confusing.
Okay.
Because what the socialists are also arguing for at the same time as saying what they're arguing for is they're kind of arguing for the freedom and for taking the money from the taxpayers in the same breath. That's why it's so confusing, because what they're saying is people should be able to own their own airwaves. In other words, for example, if Ian wanted to, with his wireless router, start selling his internet to all his neighbors, he should be allowed to do that.
Right.
And resell the wireless capability. Now, that's what the socialists are arguing for, but they're also, in the same breath, arguing that the cities should be able to do that. And unfortunately, the cities tax people
right.
in order to provide broadband. Even though the cities, at the cost that they get it for, would be able to provide it much more efficiently than somebody like a Comcast or...
Well, in a free market, and again, you're right, that's what they were ignoring last night. In a free market, if your neighborhood wanted to buy an OC3 connection, which is a big old internet connection,
right.
I mean, just imagine like a sewer pipe-size internet connection coming into your neighborhood, they should be able to do that. I mean, I think that you could probably do it today if you could get your neighborhood association together.
And if you could get enough neighbors together to do that... like if we all lived in the same neighborhood, or there were a bunch of free staters that got together once they move up to New Hampshire, you could split an OC3 and have much more bandwidth than you would get if everyone individually spent, $50 on trying to, spend their, get a cable modem or whatever.
How much would an OC3 line cost?
An OC3 line is probably about $1,000 a month, but if you split that amongst
and who runs it? Who runs it? I mean, who would, like, if you say, I want an OC3 line, does...
One person would have to run the OC3 line and then wirelessly connect to everyone else using wireless routing technology.
And
that's how it's working in these municipalities.
They'd have to live within relatively close proximity to each other?
Right. They would have to be in order to do this. Right. However, there's new broadband technology out that goes, like, 3 to 5 miles. So, I mean...
So there is a free market answer here, but it's just a matter of separating it out from the socialist demands that
the
government take care of it.
Yeah,
whenever government is involved, I want to be away from it.
Yeah,
get me away, because you know, not only is it going to be shoddy service, I mean, you're probably going to have slow speeds, it's probably going to be all used up by a bunch of other users that you can't really get in and get very much speed out of it, because you know the amount of bandwidth is finite. So if there's 5 people using it, you're okay. If there's 500 people using it, you got a different story. Anyway,
well, beyond
Jonathan,
that, I actually had a comment about something you guys were talking about tonight.
Yes.
I kind of figured something out about Manwich. You know, the whole, okay, with the regulatory agencies like the FAA, okay,
mm-hmm.
I'd like to argue that regulatory agencies in general, why are they useful? Why
They're
is
not.
It necessary if you have a set of laws that say don't harm someone? Why do you need specific laws like all about airplanes and how you can't have this aileron and you can't have that and you've got to be flying at a certain height, you got to be flying this way and that way? How about... just don't hurt people.
That makes sense
What's
to me,
problem?
Johnson.
I don't understand, you know, and that's kind of the thing that I figured out. Why do you,
I don't think that,
necessary?
I think that laws like don't hurt people save us from malicious people, but I don't think it saves us from the far more common beast, the stupid person.
Insurance can save us
dumb people
that.
Doing dumb things.
Insurance could save you from accidents and things like that.
And insurance doesn't pay off when you're dead.
No matter what.
But the FAA is not protecting you from death. There's still a chance that somebody's going to crash into you or crash into your house. The FAA is not protecting you. They give you the illusion of protection, and as a result, they get to reap in the rewards from them. And Manwich even admitted it, Johnson. He even said that, well, sometimes the reason why I support a lot of these regulatory agencies is just because I can't visualize how the free market would do it. That's just what it is. He just doesn't believe enough in the free market to let go of his precious regulation and his precious safety blanket, if you will. He still wants a little bit of a nanny state there to take care of him. Because he hasn't figured it out yet. Yes, there is a bit of a leap of faith involved here, Manwich. And the leap is, the government sucks. They can't do anything right. A monkey could direct air traffic control better than what we currently have. I'm being a little facetious there. But nonetheless, government doesn't work. Free market does. It's just a fact.
I don't think that free market can handle law enforcement. That's what I'm telling
you.
Well,
now we're talking about something
again.
Different. Well, we're
I
talking
think
about
that FAA is law enforcement than it's just regulation.
So does that blue pill make your steak taste nice and juicy?
Get out of here.
What?
Get rid of him.
I missed that one.
Get him off the air.
All right, Johnson, final thoughts.
No, that was pretty much it.
See you later. 1-800-259-9231. Toll free 800-259-9231. We might as well let him get started. Rusty in Canada, you're on Free Talk Live with Ina Manwich. Hello.
You treat me like Fidel Castro on speed. That's pretty fast. Okay, I've got a couple examples.
Just tell us what's on your mind tonight, Rusty, and then you can expand on
okay,
it a little bit.
Okay, in a nutshell, there's two places where the government actually did some semi-good.
Okay.
And believe it or not, fundamental educational standards, because if we had state rights law, you would have a bunch of kooks in certain states teaching evolution and Bible mythology.
I disagree with you there.
Down shucks, are you kidding? They tried to take
over. I disagree with you, Rusty. Hang
okay.
on, man.
Hang
We're going to come back to you.
You have to sell it.
Hold on. Rusty thinks that federal education standards are a good thing. I say
agree.
No way. Rusty, hang on. 1-800-259-9231. Toll free. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control and literally bring up anything. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
We've all heard about the benefits of infrared light therapy, but never have we heard of anything as amazing as this. Diamedics, the leading authority on polychromatic infrared diode therapy in the U.S., now offers its patented PayNex 2000 to the public. The PayNex 2000 uses the same technology NASA uses aboard the space shuttle and the same technology used by the Navy SEALs. Now it's available to you. The PayNex 2000 is FDA cleared for joint aches and pains, increases circulation, and relaxes those achy muscles. Diamedics has literally written the book on polychromatic infrared diode therapy. Using five different wavelengths in the PayNex 2000 has made it the most advanced infrared light therapy product on the market today. With over 12 different models to choose from, there's a PayNex 2000 device for everyone. Visit Diamedics.com. That's Diomedics.com. Or get your free catalog today by calling toll-free 888-972-4699. Again, your free catalog, toll-free 888-972-4699.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
We all know how important it is to remember Mother's Day this May the 8th. For one that's done so much for us throughout our lives, Mother's Day is the real opportunity to say, thanks, Mom, for all that you've done for me. Say thanks with a bouquet from theflowerplace.com. They're one of the top online florists, and they take their work very seriously. When you call to order flowers for your mom this Mother's Day, you'll be talking to a real florist, not some kid in the boiler room. And not only do they have many choices on their website, theflowerplace.com, but they can also make a special custom arrangement for your special mom. And most importantly, they don't raise their prices for the holidays. So you can enjoy their everyday low prices this Mother's Day. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. From and to 185 countries, including the U.S. and Canada. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 1-866-355-0023.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. Inside hour number two of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And let's go back to the phones and back to the fun. It's the show about your calls and anything goes. Rusty in Canada, you're on Free Talk Live.
And like I was saying, there's extremist interest groups from the Christian fundamentalists to the left-wing humanists that would force a standard on people in education. And that's one place where federal... That's what they do. Wait up.
Wait a minute. How could they force...
Okay,
wait, if we had a free market, Rusty, if we had a free market in education, how could the white separatists force their agenda onto me?
Or the left-wing humanists. It doesn't make a difference. They're both just the same. For the simple fact, it's through special interests and lobbies. For example, they were trying to teach the creation creationist theory, you know, that the Earth 7 days formed the universe in Texas, Arizona, and it took federal mandates. Another example.
Wait a minute, Rusty. Wait. If they want to teach that to their kids, what are you talking
That's
about?
That's right. They should teach it at their home.
Hold on,
not
Rusty.
Not in the federal school system.
Rusty,
right?
Hold on. No.
What do you mean, hold on?
I want to clarify something.
I'm with Rusty.
Are you talking about the state of Texas, the state of whatever, were the ones that were passing this? Or was it like one individual school?
No, it was school districts that were forcing it, for example.
This is why we want to get governments out of schooling altogether, Rusty. It would completely abolish school districts.
If government wasn't in schooling, they would have in certain states of the union. Making you pray to a Christian God if you're not a Christian.
Let them, Rusty. What are you afraid of? Let them.
No, that's not true. If you're Jew or Muslim or a fundamentalist Christian, if you're forced...
You would have your own school.
Well, no, you can get your own school in the private sector, but for kids, they're going in a publicly tax-paid system.
Rusty, we're arguing for the complete abolishment of the government school system and replacing it with
free market.
You
wanted like the 20s. Or there was just this Harvard and Yale, and the Okies were in the backyard in the law cabin. You forget about that. Okay, and another example. It took federal, state guidelines to have the local governments enforce civil rights and civil liberties for blacks, females, and even gays to this contemporary point in history. It took the federal government to get Boss Hog in Alabama,
Rusty,
Mississippi.
You're putting the cart before the horse. Rusty, you're suggesting that racism would still be here in the form that it was in the early
20s. No, I never said racism. Racism is the systematic application of bigotry and hate. Bigotry you can never get rid of. You know, so you don't understand the difference. Racism is the systematic application of that through institutions and governmental structures. You're misunderstanding the two differences. You won't ever get rid of bigotry. You understand?
I agree with
bigotry,
that. There's always going to be...
But within the system... Where you had two separate school systems where people were contributing the same tax base. And number two, where you had people that were guaranteed their rights.
Rusty, all the things you're bringing up are just modifications to government programs. I don't care about the government school system. It needs to be ended, period.
I agree with you, but most people have to use it.
No, Rusty. No, most people don't have to use it. They could stand up and demand the abolishment of it, but they're too lazy to do that.
Where the Roosevelts went to Harvard and Yale, everyone else was in a log cabin. Everyone, Appalachia, the Midwest.
So?
You keep forgetting the school system we had before.
How does that have anything to do with anything today, Rusty?
No, because what you're saying is government totally should be abolished, and I agree at 95% of the cases, but there are certain instances.
But for some reason, you think that President Bush should be able to set the educational agenda for people in this country?
He never went to school himself. He was a perfect example.
Yeah, that's what you're arguing for.
Basic.
You're arguing for federal control.
I'm talking about protecting people that can't protect themselves.
Rusty, you're arguing for big government control of education.
No, I never said that. I said protecting people that can't protect themselves.
Like
when Eisenhower in 1958 sent the National Guards to allow them children to go to school in Little Rock, Arkansas, when the FBI had to take over local jurisdictions, New Orleans, Alabama, Mississippi, to enforce already enforced laws to allow people to vote, right, to eat and to go to school if they want, to have economic freedom. This was not done on a state or city level. It actually the only time in contemporary history where the government was halfway decent about it because at the state and local level, it was so corrupt by vested special interests.
I understand what you're
saying,
Rusty.
It needed a big picture. And I give you an example. I live in Canada, and the problem with Canada is a multicultural society. No one here is Canadian. Everyone's here, Trinidadian, or this or that. Where we're from, you know, after one generation, you're a bloody American. And that's the difference between us and other places in the world. It dissolves ethnicity, it dissolves tribal issues,
Rusty,
and you become really an American.
I want to get back to the school thing, okay? I want you to listen to me for a moment, Rusty. Okay. What you're arguing here is you're saying the federal government stepped in and made these bad state schools better. You're saying they took...
I said they made them enforce laws to a degree what they
And it was
tried
better, right? It was better
well,
after
not
that.
Not better or worse. It was... You can't say it because actually... Since integration, the test scores for a lot of those black kids actually gone down. Because what they did was the big trick of the civil rights movement. They took all those great schools with honest teachers, put them in so-called integrated schools, The kids ran off to the suburbs, and they still got the same deal. It was poor kids in one area, wealthy kids in another, disproportionate tax.
So how can you possibly argue for government control of schools?
See, this is the difference between racism and bigotry. Because of those dissolving of class issues, people were allowed to go to school and get to know each other. That's the biggest point of it. Which, you know, if you went to school with a black person right now, you know, okay, this person's bad, this person's bad, this person has to be black, this person has to be black. But in the old days, you automatically generalized because you had no common knowledge of that other individual. All it did is made the world a little smaller. Now, it did not dissolve bigotry or institutional racism. It did is dissolve it.
It did the opposite, Rusty. They did the opposite. Instead of forcing people to be separate, they forced them to be together. And as you said, it didn't really make that big of a difference as far as the hatred.
It made a difference. For example, I'm 44. I went to school with people like my dad didn't, of all different races of background. My graduating class, who I keep in touch with, an Asian guy, Vietnamese, married to a black woman.
Mm-hmm.
My two German friends are married to black women. Friends are married. But see, because of that force, I guess that forced government policy, there was some benefit because it had to take standards.
Rusty, hold on, dude.
You forget.
Rusty, you cannot say that because there's some benefit that makes it okay to point guns at people. That's what you're saying. There's some sort of benefit.
I've never said that, but I said you need standards. Give me an example.
Guns at people. That's saying you
Florida,
either teach to this standard or else.
In Florida, to rule your local school or lots of certain institutions, you would have creation theories taught.
I don't care, Rusty.
Yes,
Rusty, if the religious people want to teach their creationist theories to their kids, let them.
At their private school.
Rusty, I'm talking about all schools being non-government. Do you understand that?
Yes, but I can't say, you know what? I'm trying to talk to people that can't help themselves. Not everyone going to have access. Now,
everyone in a free market, Rusty, education's price would drop. Competition would make education
free market in
better.
The 70s. Remember when they had the commercials in the
school? We did not have a free market in the 70s, Rusty.
No, they attempted it in the public school system. You're wrong. They attempted it already.
If the government controls education, you don't have a free market. Thanks for the call, man. We gotta let you go. 1-800-259-9231. You're real silent on that one, man.
He's concerned about what is going to happen with government schools, and the fact is, government schools are robbery. I don't really believe in government schools.
And if there were no government schools, you wouldn't have to worry about the religious people indoctrinating your kids if that's not what you want.
Actually, you would have to worry about that, because the religious people are the ones that are going to open the free schools.
Maybe. In which case, it would be your responsibility.
Don't give.
It'd be your Oh, that is unfair, man.
They give to political causes.
It would be your responsibility to investigate the schools that you wanted to send your kids to. There would absolutely be secular schools. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Not free ones.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Constant chatter can be annoying coming from a well-meaning friend, but if it's coming from your windshield wipers, chatter's more than irritating. It's dangerous. When I come back, I'll tell you why. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark. since 90% of driving decisions are based on sight, consider wiper chatter caused by flawed blades or windshield film a warning bell. Here's what to do. Inspect blades for tears. If torn, replace. If intact, clean blades with alcohol. Then, straighten wiper arms so that blades and windshield are at a 90-degree angle. Now, clean your windshield. Road grime can easily be removed using soft scrub or Bon Ami on a damp sponge. No, these household cleaners won't damage your windshield, so scrub away till rinse water sheets off. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free, 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. We've got a brand new validated Shriner. That means a lady who listens to the show who has sent us her photograph. And in the photograph, she's actually holding up some sort of evidence that proves that she listens to Free Talk Live. In this case, it's Zoe, and she's from Australia, which is really, I mean, that's extra cool. Like, it's cool if you're a validated Shriner in the United States, but if you're actually an international listener, it's really exciting. And don't forget that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call them toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. I want to recap Rusty's phone call.
Okay.
Because Rusty, he's a great caller, and he's passionate. He's as passionate about his positions as we are about ours, mm-hmm. which is why it's virtually impossible to have a real conversation with him. Rusty's concerned, you know, he basically was supporting federal education standards because he's concerned that in government schools, in any given area, you know, let's say we're talking about the breadbasket of America, the middle of America, the Bible Belt, if you will.
Missouri, Kansas.
Right. He's concerned that if we don't have federal standards for education, that the public schools there are going to go ahead and instill some, for instance, religious curriculum. And that would be bad for those parents that don't want that sort of thing taught to their kids. And so Rusty's kind of coming at it from a, well, let's protect the people that can't protect themselves kind of an approach. And I understand and appreciate that. And if we're talking about government schools, then it makes sense. But we're not talking about government schools on this show. Government schools need to be abolished. We need to replace them with voluntary alternatives. Because if you have the ability to choose the school that your kids go to, that means that if you want to send your kids to the religious school where they teach creationism, you can send your kids there. If you want to send your kids to the environmental school where they teach how to take care of trees, you can send your kids there. If you want to send your kids to a school where no religion is mentioned ever, you can send your kids there, assuming that there is one.
I'm sure there will be.
The market, and the real irony is this, that Rusty's talking about protecting minorities. Well, it's a constant battle. I mean, as far as if you've got a government-run school system in an area of the country where it's overwhelmingly Christian, zealotous Christian type, the types that want to put that kind of curriculum in their schools, you're never going to be able to win that fight. I mean, there are more of them than there are of you, and they're going to outvote you every time. They're going to vote in their zealotous Christian school board members. And they're going to instill their curriculum. And then you're going to have to take them to court, you know, federal-level court, if you want to have the federal standards instilled. And then the real problem comes when, okay, let's say you do get your standards that you want. Like, let's say Rusty got to craft the federal education standards to, you know, make sure that none of the bad stuff that Rusty doesn't want gets into our school system. Well, the problem is you've created this beast, this Department of Education that has been around for 50-plus years now.
in this country. It is a multi-billion dollar department. It's a huge bureaucracy. And if somebody you don't like gets in control of it, all of a sudden, you got different standards there, buddy. Your standards just went out the window because the Bush administration came in, or the Clinton administration came in, or some other administration that you didn't elect in comes in, and then they start telling all the schools what to do. I don't like having people tell me how my kids should be educated. So the real answer is to completely abolish government control of education. It's communism otherwise.
It's not really people telling you how your kids have to be educated. It's people demanding that you pay for the education of other people's children in the way that they see fit, not in the way you see fit.
Right.
Like, I don't want my money. Do not want my money spent to teach kids certain types of history that I consider revisionist.
Mm-hmm.
But it's done every single day.
Absolutely.
They take $1,300, $1,400 of mine every year in property taxes, and it goes up every year, another $100, another mill or something. I'm not sure exactly what that means. But they take, $1,400 of mine and force me to educate the kids in my county.
With their curriculum.
With their curriculum,
right.
Not
and
my
you got
curriculum.
No say.
And I don't like their curriculum.
Sure, you could go to the school board meeting.
But I don't have any kids.
But you also probably don't have time.
No.
Most of the people that have kids in the system don't have the time to go to the school board meetings and bitch and moan about them not having their curriculum in there. Because that's what it is. When you've got this government system, this centrally controlled system, you're pitting these interest groups that Rusty was talking about. You're pitting the hate groups against the other hate groups. You're pitting the religious people against the secular people. And people end up despising each other as a result of it. You're trying to control my kids' education. Well, you're trying to control my kids' education. Why can't we just all get along and let the free market take care of it? And, of course, the other problem is with government control of education is of course, the waste of money. I mean, just the insane waste of money.
It is insane.
Thousands. It costs at least twice as much for government to educate a student as private industry to do it.
It baffles me, but I went to the best school that was in my town at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess
the best
there was
government school? Or
no. The best private school.
Private school.
I went to the best private school that was in. And as a matter of fact, I went to a government school after that. I went for high school. I went to a government school. And it was the best government school that was in that county at that time, too. But I can tell you, having been in both, there's no comparison.
Yeah.
There was really no comparison between the best prep school in the county versus the best public school. Blah.
Well, I only went to government schools.
But I'll tell you, the point I wanted to make on this was the tuition that my parents paid to send me to private school was half what the published in the newspaper amount per student was spent in the county. And the reason for that is you've got to support all that hierarchy of bureaucrats on up the line in the school board.
Yeah. All those administrators that get paid over $100,000 a year to sit in some office far, far away from the actual schools and push pencils around all day.
Yep.
And go copy some papers on the Xerox machine. That's all those people do. I swear to you, it doesn't matter what government office you're in. I was at the permit office here in Tampa Bay and was just amazed watching all the little bureaucrats milling around their office, acting as though they were doing something important. Really, they really looked like they had a sense of purpose when they were going to that copy machine and milling around getting coffee and that sort of thing. And that's all they were doing.
I went to
taking people's money.
Were you at the license place yesterday?
No.
Oh, because I had to go to a tax agency yesterday because I got sent a tax bill by the Florida Department of Revenue for $22,000.
What?
Yes, I got sent a tax bill on Saturday for $22,000. $1,000
for what?
Apparently, a company that I started that I never used. I just incorporated on sunbiz.com. Thought that we're going to get started here, and I'm going to get this company incorporated.
Do the right thing,
right?
Fill out the paperwork.
I got it incorporated. Well, the Florida Department of Revenue decided that company, which never did any business, owed some tax for sales tax because that's the kind of business it is. It would pay sales tax if it were doing business. So
how did they determine that you owed money if you weren't doing business?
Well, but they did, if it were doing business, I would be paying taxes, and so they were expecting, where's our taxes?
Right.
You're a retail-type business that would be doing some taxes.
So they just assumed that you had enough sales to cover $20,000 in taxes?
No. It was $100 in taxes. It was $21,000 in delinquency fees from 2002.
Oh, my gosh. Did you get it straightened out?
I went in and talked to them. I'll tell you about what happened.
Oh, my gosh. Coming up, the rest of that story. 1-800-259-9231, unless you interrupt and bring up whatever's on your mind. Government doesn't work, even with education, even with the best of intentions. It's your show. Free Talk Live. Take control.
We all know how important it is to remember Mother's Day this May the 8th. For one that's done so much for us throughout our lives, Mother's Day is the real opportunity to say, thanks, Mom, for all that you've done for me. Say thanks with a bouquet from theflowerplace.com. They're one of the top online florists, and they take their work very seriously. When you call to order flowers for your mom this Mother's Day, you'll be talking to a real florist, not some kid in the boiler room. And not only do they have many choices on their website, theflowerplace.com, but they can also make a special custom arrangement for your special mom. And most importantly, they don't raise their prices for the holidays. So you can enjoy their everyday low prices this Mother's Day. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. From and to 185 countries, including the U.S. and Canada. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 1-866-355-0023.
Why do you wear watches? The answer is no longer simply to tell time. At DiscountWatchStore.com, watches are as much about telling time as they are about making a fashion statement or showing off one's success. Watches also make for great heirlooms to pass on for generations to come. As an authorized dealer of many fine watches, DiscountWatchStore.com offers fine timepieces that have been sought after by many for over 160 years. Choose from over 450 styles with discounts up to 70% off retail prices. With Mother's Day and Father's Day right around the corner, now is a perfect time to get them the watch they've always wanted. Visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today to get an extra 5% off our already low, low prices. Free shipping and secure transaction is standard with every order. So visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today. That is DiscountWatchStore.com/radio. Or call toll free 866-371-2330. That's 866-371-2330.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free. 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. This is your show, and it's the Tuesday night edition. It's Ian here with you. And then you bring up anything, political, personal, whatever's on your mind. And, of course, you can always tune in online at freetalklive.com. Don't forget about our live streaming option that we have there. Maybe you're out of the normal listening area of your local radio station, you want to tune in, the website's the way to do it at freetalklive.com. So, Manwich, you, I guess, opened your mailbox and discovered that you had a $22,000 fine, basically.
Yeah.
From the Department of Revenue here in the state of Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Because you registered a business a couple years ago with the Department of Revenue.
Yes.
You incorporated. You wanted to get into a business, and you never did for whatever reason.
But I had, you know, taken the primary, you know, the first steps in the due diligence process, rather than just going and renting a store space and saying, oh, I'm open.
Right.
Like some radio station that we both had some experience with. Actually, I did. I believe in doing my due diligence because I know that the bureaucrats will come.
They will find
force.
You. Yeah. Well, they find your ass at a flea market, they're going to find you.
they sure will. So I got a letter that, from the Florida Department of Revenue. You know,
that means the tax man, by the way.
Yes, right. the tax man, Florida Department of Revenue, from a nice lady named Judy Bureaucrat.
Mm-hmm.
And Judy said, I've been trying really hard to get a hold of you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I haven't moved since 2002. Like, my address has been the same three digits and the same road since 2001.
And this is the same address that you registered the business
right,
at?
Right, with the same telephone number.
And this was the first time you'd ever heard anything from them.
Because you can believe that I didn't get the $15,000 bill and say, right. Oh, this isn't high enough for me to worry about. You know what? But so, she said she'd been trying to get a... Apparently what this bureaucrat had been trying to do was contact the... we had this prospective space for the store, so, I put that in. Now, I never actually got the lease on this prospective space, but, I put in the address of the prospective space for the store in the whole, filling it out. Now, also my address for my home and my home telephone number and my cell phone number and everything. Like... But she kept on sending letters to the same space that I didn't.
For her, that's
occupy.
Trying real hard. I mean, that's a lot of work for her. That's a lot of trips to the copy machine. It's a lot of stuffing envelopes.
It's like saying, standing outside someone's door who's not home and pounding on the door. So
where
about,
are you?
How hard you tried to get their attention? Well, if you would have called them on the phone, I mean, she tried no other means
so
of getting
a
hold of me.
You said there was like $100 in. What was the makeup of this $22,000 again?
It's $100 in tax, $21,000. It was $21,180.10.
Okay, so you registered this in like 2002,
right?
Then a year later, the renewal came up for $100 in tax, right? That's where that must have been where the tax came in.
I can't answer. Where
and then
the,
since you didn't, at some point they sent you a bill to that. Location
right.
Saying you owe $100 for this year.
Yes.
And then you never paid it, so they went ahead and charged you $22,000 in
it was 20 like 20
fees.
Some $2,200 every quarter for like 10 quarters more or less.
Wow.
So they just piled up.
So what
and piled
did you
up
do? You went down to the
so
office.
I went down
what
to
happened?
The I called her up immediately upon getting the letter, which that would have happened if she would have sent me a letter after the first delinquency instead of the 12th. But they like to let it pile up on you.
Mm-hmm.
So I called her up and I'm like, "Hey, Judy, I'd like to get an appointment with you this afternoon if I might."
Mm-hmm.
And I'm certainly not going to be mean to the woman. That doesn't make any sense.
No.
So I went in, and she's like,
"She can do bad things to you. Don't want to be mean to her."
I chatted her up a little bit, and she I was prepared to pay the $100.
Right.
Certainly not prepared to pay the $22,000.
No.
Come and get me.
Right.
But I was prepared to pay the $100. I would have skipped
just to make them go
happily
away.
Out of there with a $100 bill for taxes that
yeah,
I
yeah, especially if you didn't have to spend any time in court.
Now, but instead, I chatted her up a little bit. It was very nice to her, mm-hmm. And she said she asked me for a written letter. Of, like saying that I never got into business. Just, something. She needed something in writing.
Something official.
And I said, when you say writing, do you mean typed? And she's like, no, it can be handwritten. And so I got out my legal pad.
Uh-huh.
And I got out my blue gel pen and I wrote myself up. This business has never been in existence. I have never opened the doors to a retail store for this business. I've never done any business under this name.
Mm-hmm.
La, 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 la. Thank
signed
you very much.
Manwich.
Signed Manwich.
Right.
Right. And I gave it to her. And she's like, that's great. Thanks. And that piece of paper made that bureaucrat happy.
Super.
For 3 years, this case has been open and keeping
wow.
her busy. And
she's been collecting a paycheck, trying to collect on you.
Trying to, get a hold of me
yeah.
And by sending letter after 12 consecutive bills.
Boy, thank goodness they're here for service.
It's
thank goodness
so
they are
dumb.
Here to serve us, public servants. 1-800-259-9231 if you've got a
But I did
comment.
Get some good show prep while I was in there. I got little pieces of paper on the Florida Taxpayers Bill of Rights.
You should have left a few cards around. I know we got our Free Talk Live business cards now. You should have just kind of strewn them about the office here and there. Anyway. Hey, email from Brian. He emails a show. Great show, guys. The other day, in response to a point I made in my email about how you label social programs communist and socialist, you guys said something to the effect that those words are taboo these days and people are afraid of them. If they listen to your show, they probably are afraid of them. You guys use those words as if they were a bad word. And they are, my
And they are.
As if it disgusts you to even say them.
Twee, socialist.
Yeah, it's nasty. They're nasty words, nasty ideas. Yet you say the words democracy with almost equal distaste. Yes, yes we do. I have heard you say the tyranny of the majority before, but you didn't explain what you meant by that. So, what do we mean by the tyranny of the majority? We will explain that coming up. unless you interrupt the show and bring up what's on your mind at 800-259-9231. Tyranny of the majority, democracy, communism, socialism, all shall be revealed. This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the show.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now, check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's the number you need to get interactive with us. But if you want to, you better do it now because we're only here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Brian has emailed the show. We're kind of getting into this email. He has mentioned that we constantly are using the terms communism and socialism to describe government programs on this show. The reason is because they are. Government programs are centrally controlled. They point guns at people and force them to pay for centrally controlled programs which dictate the way things must be. It's communism.
Well, communism isn't so much centrally controlled.
Yeah, okay. It's socialism.
It's socialism.
Anyway, it's bad. And it's not good for freedom. Anyway, he says, we also talk down about democracy. And we've
democracy
also
ain't so great.
No, we've also used the term tyranny, this phrase, tyranny of the majority before, but we didn't explain what we meant by it. Well, here's what it means. Democracy. Tyranny of the majority is democracy. Instead of being tyranny by some despot or tyranny by a king, for instance, a monarch, it's tyranny of the majority. The majority rules. Two wolves and a sheep deciding on dinner. That's
or
democracy.
51% of the people deciding that 49% of the people need to give up their property, for instance.
Or their
49%.
Their money.
You know, like, for instance, in a democracy, rather than a republic where people have rights, in a democracy, all the white people could vote that all the black people should have to give up their property and leave the country tomorrow. Does that sound like a nice place to live? Because I think democracy sucks.
No, I
personally
totally think it bites in San
Francisco. I think that you can use a democratic process to elect officials to, you know, run a limited government.
It's gone farther than that in America. We're supposed to be a limited government. We're supposed to be a democratically elected republic, which means you've got those representative officials.
Right.
Now, what we've got instead and what we're moving towards is like out in San Francisco where they're talking about a gun ban. They're going to put a gun ban on the ballot. That's democracy. That's where 51% of San Franciscans want to ban guns. The other 49% are going to be, you know, the ones that don't want to ban guns are going to become criminals if they're gun owners.
And like San Francisco is connected to the United States where we have a Bill of Rights that says in the Second Amendment the right to bear arms shall not be infringed.
Right, so that's a violation of that, right.
Yes.
But they don't care anymore.
No, they don't care.
It's all about democracy, and of course we've got people in office who should know better, all of the people in office, who swear by the Constitution, they all should know that this is not supposed to be a democracy, but yet you've got President Bush and Bill Clinton and everybody getting up on in podiums and speeches and talking about spreading democracy to the world, talking about the wonders of democracy in America. Democracy's so great. They are brainwashing us into thinking that democracy is what America's supposed to be.
Right, that way they can trick 51% of the people.
It should also be noted that 51% does not mean they're right. 51% does not mean they're smart. 51% is not good.
Look, they, 50,
I don't care if it's 85%. 51%
voted in George Bush.
I don't care if it's supermajority. A supermajority cannot take away rights from people, so that's why democracy is bad. Moving on with the rest of the email, who exactly will have the power in your libertarian government? One thing's for sure, someone will have it. If not the government or the people, who does that leave? Well, you would have the power through your
representative. This is the whole strongman theory. This is the whole strongman theory. That there's got to be somebody in charge. You know, if you take the person out of charge, there's a vacuum. And that's not so. That is not so. If you give everyone their rights, and it happened in this country before, where it was a republic and people's rights were defended, well, it could happen again.
It could happen again. We're going to do our best to make it happen, hopefully in New Hampshire, the Free State Project. Call them at 888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org to find out more information about that. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. We're going to be back here tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern. Until then, it's been Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online at freetalklive.com.
If you're...